There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Hour number two of a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network, Visa.com, the Visa app, Fubo, Sling, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. It's all brought to you by BetMGM Nevada. It's Gil Alexander. Hope you're doing well. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday, hour number two. That means unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. At Bill Crackman with a K. Wise Cracks, the name of the podcast with John Orlando and Bill Krakenberger. In studio. How you doing, man?
Good, good. We had a good guest yesterday thinking about Wise Cracks. Keith Lyle. He's a I hope I'm saying his name right. I am saying his name right. He's a comedian. And he Keith Lyle. He was in The Hangover too. He had a good just a scene in The Hangover. By the way, I forgot till yesterday how good The Hangover was. I'm not a comedy guy.
Oh, the first one was outstanding.
But I think Hangover 1,
yes.
I'll put that up there with like Caddyshack. That was like one of the best comedies I've ever seen. And I forgot about it. I haven't seen it. I seen it maybe 10 years ago that I seen it. But.
Is this where the real Julius Caesar is?
Right, yeah. No, some of the greatest scenes. And yeah, he was the blackjack dealer in that against Zach.
Galifianakis.
Yeah. So he was the blackjack dealer, had a couple lines, and he was a dealer and a really good guest because he's a stand-up comedian. He's got about 70,000 followers, 80,000 followers on Twitter, something like that. We were friends on Twitter, and I finally got to bring him on. And it was interesting seeing the world of blackjack and his time at big casinos too. He worked at the Venetian, you know, talking about guys winning millions of dollars. I thought it was pretty good.
This is the guy who was in The Hangover?
He was the blackjack dealer in The Hangover.
Oh, okay. But in real life.
But in real life, he was a dealer at the Venetian.
Gotcha.
But he broke in at the El Cortez, the original bucket of blood. 25-cent game, he said. Literally, he was saying when he broke in, it was 25 cents and... And you could put 25 cents on the 6 and the 8. I mean, all the numbers. It's amazing. It was over 30 years ago. And just to think, dealing to that crowd, first of all, you went home and your fingers were just black because the chips were there since Bugsy put them on the table. And
since Bugsy first conceived of this place.
Yeah, people don't realize that, too. Bugsy Siegel, they think the Flamingo. No, his first casino was actually the El Cortez. That was the interest in Nevada when the mob guys came out here and sent them out here. The El Cortez, he had the race wire. He was there. He had his offices upstairs. Really cool. If you ever get to walk around the El Cortez, you'll feel it as soon as you walk in. You know, but it really is a good place. To the coffee shop down there, I'll put up against any. I mean, they have the old stone crabs when they're in season. I mean, they're really the guy that owns it is really a sharp guy.
What is your favorite? So for someone who's coming into town. Who wants to? Well, this is sort of a loaded question too, because when you and I went to Piero's many years ago, we got the VIP upstairs office tour.
Oh, I took you upstairs. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I take everyone upstairs with me when I go over there because just to see the pictures and know the history of Freddie and his son Evan.
What would you say is like the spot? Like, if someone was coming to town, like they really want a taste of old Vegas,
Without a doubt, you might be surprised. Without a doubt, on Sahara, the Italian American Club, which I went last week, and I forgot about it. It's funny. I was at a lounge at the Paris when we were filming Action with Cookie Jar, the old lounge singer there, my buddy, and these two guys come up to me and they said, "Oh, we seen you in action. And, you know, nice to meet you." And one, they said, "Well, you know, we own restaurants in town. I own the Tuscany Grill on Eastern. That was Lou and Jimmy, who owns the Italian American Club." And going in there and seeing Jimmy again, he looks great. It was, I haven't been there in a couple of years. I don't know why, because it really, I forgot how good quality, not only the history, the quality of the food. I'll put mm-hmm. that pounded veal parmesan and their al dente pasta against anyone in town.
Really?
Yes, yes.
Oh, I'm getting and, so hungry.
It's the only thing that I don't care for, and I hate to knock anything about it. It's an old school joint, so you got to realize that you're going in there. It's a little stage that has people up there singing. There's like five different rooms. That room, I like to talk to whoever I'm with and explain things to them. You can't in that room; it's so loud. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to be nice, put me in that room. But actually, the other rooms are the better rooms. The back room is dark. It's just a good place. It's hard to get in, by the way. Reservations are highly recommended.
I keep asking Vinny. I'm like, Vinny, you gonna take me to the Italian American Club? As if he's like the only one that can admit me.
Correct.
I think I might have to go on my own.
Back in the day, that's what it was, though.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jimmy took me to the back room there where Frank, Dean, Sammy, they all used to come back there. You know, the place was closed for 20 years, and then Jimmy came in and saved it, reopened it. And literally, the place is like walking into 1969. I mean, it's really, really cool. So that's a place I would recommend. Over Piero's, you believe that? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Piero's, they didn't have a veal parm at Piero's, did they?
No, they do. They do. Yeah. It's good. But Pierre, you're probably going to pay about double for it. Now, listen, I love Freddie. Yeah. I love the atmosphere there.
Right.
And you're paying for atmosphere. You're paying for where the movie Casino was made.
Yes.
You know, literally.
The booth is there. Yeah.
The booth's there. The, mm-hmm. the bar where, you know, Pesci was cursing at the dealer and loaning out money. That was supposedly that was his restaurant. Where he threw Sharon Stone down the steps. All of it's there. So you're paying for that
history.
Oh,
that's at Piero's, too.
Oh, yeah. That was all shot at Piero's.
Is Pia Zadora still performing there? Is she still with us?
She was there Friday night. She was one of the legends in town. You know, she was married to a guy that was like a billionaire, and the guy like lost all his money. He owned the Hilton. This guy was a legendary guy. So Pia Zadora was there, and she was always very friendly and looked fantastic, by the way. So this is one of the legends of the game. But, yeah, there's a couple places. I love Piero's is known for osso buco. They're known for some of their sides. They're a great place. I love Piero's too. But
man,
the Italian American Club, just because it's fresh in my mind, I was there. And you know, make sure you get reservations though, because even though I went there at 9 o'clock on a Thursday and it was just packed. But if you want to go see Lounge Acts too, they have some of the Lounge Acts. It's the last place for Lounge Acts that I know of in Las Vegas, Las Vegas Club.
See, this is
I'm not Las Vegas Club. Sorry, Italian American Club.
A, you're making me very hungry. Yeah. B, I totally want to go. And the other thing is, it's very much in contrast to what we have on the Strip, right? There's a, you know, somewhat of a cottage industry of like lounge clubs. Now, Mayfair Club coming up, Delilah's over at the Wynn.
Right.
These are lounges, but these are not old school Vegas lounges.
Correct.
These are, especially Delilah's, right, which is a unbelievable place, will cost you. You also have to make reservations way in advance.
Right.
But it's an LA thing, right? So like the issue there is, like legitimately, I know stories at Delilah's and they're still very LA celebrity focused, and they really haven't gotten the Vegas culture yet. So the Wynn, like the casino side, would say, hey, this guy just dropped $1.5 million in the casino. This is a true story. We just dropped $1.5 million in the casino. Can you find him a table at Delilah's? They're like, no, sorry, can't.
Wow.
But they're like, no, you don't understand. This is how this works. You have to get him a table. He just dropped $1.5 million. Like, please do this for us. They're like, well, we got, you know, this celebrity coming in. Like, they don't get it yet.
Right.
But the thing about the ones on the Strip, like Delilah's, is there's an indoor and there's an outdoor. And even if you have reservations 2 months in advance and you finally arrive on your day to go to Delilah's, when you walk in, they may walk you to an outdoor table. And it has the feeling of being shunned.
Wow.
Like oh, so I'm at Delilah's, but I'm not really at Delilah's.
Right.
You kind of put me out on the terrace. I might as well be waiting anywhere. I waited 2 months for this, so you kind of have to know somebody.
Well, I've never been there.
Oh, it's not a very crack kind of place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's super, I mean, I'm not saying that with any, it's just like I don't picture you as loving that kind of place. But you said the Italian American Club feels like decades ago.
Yeah.
This is like 1920, you know,
1920s. Yeah, and I'm not into that LA crowd and stuff like that, too. I'm not into that at all. That's not me. You know,
Like 50 Cent was sitting at the table next to me. You know, there was a lot of that.
He's a tipper, though, but that like, yeah. A lot of these guys that come out there, you know, you're driving your fancy, a Range Rover or whatever, you know, I'm not even Bentley, whatever. I can't stand the guys that are doing that kind of stuff and don't hit the hip. You want to play the role? Go to the pocket, get the valet guy $100.
Don't hit the hip.
Yeah. I mean, that seems to me. I'm not trying to say everybody in L.A. I'm just I'm not an L.A. guy. I more like the San Diego and the La Jolla and just. You know, doing my own thing over
chilling.
There. Chilling. Yeah.
So. I understand. So yeah. Italian American Club, that's one.
Yeah, Italian American Club. There's some other places in town, of course, also. But
Tuscany Grill, you mentioned, you love also.
I've been there. Yeah, I've been there many, many times. Yeah. I go there a lot. Just a little bit further. You know, I live up on the Strip, so it's tough to get all the way up there. But big subject that I told people I want to talk about. I guess it was Josh Applebaum. That from the VSiN network, right? He has a show here, right? Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Nice to know. I'm a real loyal supporter of that show. But yeah, so I like
Josh
him.
On Betting Across America.
Yeah, I like him though. I like some of the things he puts out, some of the strategies, like just common sense thing, and trying to tell people about responsible gaming and the strategies and stuff. So he put out a tweet about tipping and should you be tipped? And there was a couple people that came in to the thread that worked in the industry. They didn't say who they were, mm-hmm. but one said he works at a sports book and how he should always be tipped. And I just thought we'd go over
We haven't done this in a while, but yes, we should. We haven't done the tipping thing for a couple years here.
Well,
yes.
Now it's that he's talking about sports book wise. I thought it would be a good subject to talk about.
I'm actually fascinated by this subject because I. Listen, when you lose, you're not tipping. But when you win, a tip is expected. Is that the general operating procedure?
I think so. You know,
does that sound right to you?
Yeah. But, you know, like, let me ask you this. Let's start at the casino side because I'm a casino side player, gambler. Perfect example. This is a great example. I just came to my head. Jesus. The Win. Last week, I had an offer there. And I got someone a room and had RFB, limited RFB, $800, which is nice, though, $800 in food anywhere at the Wynn for 4 nights. So I got the 4 nights free. As soon as I walk in, within 10 minutes, I take a marker, go to the machine. We're going on commercial, I hear. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to continue this after commercial.
All right.
But it's about the Wynn. It's about tipping. It just came to my head. This will be a great opening line here.
Yeah. I'm curious your thoughts on this. Because.
Sure.
There are some who believe in the tipping culture steadfastly. Like, you cannot talk them off this position.
Oof,
and then
definitely.
There's sometimes, I got to tell you, it's a little off-putting. Come back with the Crack Man. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data. The betting splits page will show you where the money and bets are moving for every game, and now it's updated every 10 minutes. So you can see changes in all the action. You'll be able to see where the public's betting based on the number of tickets and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits, yet another way that VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. Gil Alexander, Bill Krakenberger, kind enough to join us once again in studio, as he does each and every Thursday, or at least tries to in studio, unless he's traveling the nation. Quick EGA update right here. 6-love, 5-2. She has a match point against Risk. Our, of course, Roland Garros feature. Bill, do you want to talk about your tips, or do you want me to bring up this David Purdom article?
Let's do the Purdom article second.
Okay.
Let's continue with this, because now I'm looking into this more deeper dive. This actually started at VSiN with Wes Reynolds explaining his points about tipping. So Josh Applebaum said, my take, if you win your bet, always tip the writer. It's the right thing to do, and if you're superstitious like me, tipping keeps you on the right side with the gambling gods. Good karma. If you lose your bet, no tip required. Agree or disagree. So Charlie C comes in first. If you have a winning day, sure. If you're cashing in a few tickets, you know, you tip a few bucks. I agree absolutely with Charlie. Now, winner chicken dinner, that's the guy's name. He says, as a ticket writer out here in Vegas, you should always tip. We're doing you a service, no different than a bartender, cocktails, or a dealer. If you don't know how much to tip, we're always good to be on some sort of action with you. A parlay, straight bet, we're good with anything. So that now someone else comes in and kind of, not that he goes after, he just talks about, he talks back to, you know, chicken dinner. And he comes in and says, wait a minute, you need to be tipping every single person everywhere you spend money? Then if this is truly your philosophy, from the grocery store clerk to the 7-Eleven, Circle K, Target, Walmart clerk, on and on. And now he comes back and says, the difference is our wages are based on tips in the service industry. They get paid more hourly than us in the service. They get paid more hourly than us in the services that they make. They rely on their tips. Well, I'll give you one more tweet from Colorado River Sports. I get all that, but comparing yourself to bartenders and waitresses and expecting a tip for you literally doing 5 seconds of work of typing for me is a little too much.
I agree.
Now, I myself, you kind of know the way I live. I'm a street guy. I don't know any better. I grew up on tipping jobs when I was a kid. I tip. I tip the valet guys to watch the car. At my building, I tip. Literally, everyone's on the payroll. I try to put the building manager on the payroll. She wouldn't go for it. But anyway, I try to put literally everybody. the doorman, all the doormen, the guard. I live at a high-rise. Guard gate, he gets money all the time. The doorman, all my doormen, especially not just Christmas time. I give the money like every week. I do. Nothing crazy. I give $5 a week to four guys.
Yeah.
But it's just for nothing, just to press a button.
All right.
So now we're talking about someone coming into the casino, and now we're talking about, better yet, the sports books writers. First of all, I don't like that they pull tips. So I am very rarely – I shouldn't say that. I do tip all the writers. But
I always told you that ruined the Hard Rock pool when they started to pull tips.
That's right. So
ruined the Hard Rock pool.
Yeah, say it again?
It ruined the Hard Rock pool.
That's
because before, when everybody got to keep their tips,
they were incentivized, too.
They were incentivized, and everybody was like, what can I get you? As soon as it went to the pool, you inevitably had the people who would like, well, they're still good workers, and they were going to work hard. And then you inevitably had the people who were like, I'm just pulling. We're going to pull tips anyway. I don't have to work.
Right.
Anyway, I didn't mean to stray you off your brand here.
You're right, and that's what bothers me. Like I'm a Walmart gift card guy. I go there and buy $1,000 worth of cards. So I'll buy 10s and 25s. They can't split them. Now I do give them to them, but I always ask the bosses first. Are they allowed to get the Walmart cards? And usually, I've been pretty lucky where they take them. So especially like dealers and stuff. So why should I tip a four guys on a crap table? You go to buy in, and they're like, "Oh God!" I mean, they're gonna get paid no matter what. They're splitting tokes with the whole casino. There's no incentive for them, but they want to have their crossfire. They don't want to service the customer. Now a guy comes in for $200. They're like, "Oh, this guy!" And now they still want to crossfire and talk about what they did last night.
That's right.
Where they're going out with abroad, whatever it may be. And It kind of bothers me. It really does. So I'll say something.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why I don't even gamble on tables. But my friends come into town. I have no choice to be with them and hang out with them.
I have to be the one to say something about this. So it's very right. It's very easy to come on. And it's not easy. It's a very likable position to come on and say, oh, yeah, you know, I tip everybody. I'm like you generally, right?
Yep.
So like you and I talked about, I live in a building where you used to live.
Sure. Yep.
I used to give out fives every day to everybody. And finally, like, you do the math. You're like, wait a minute. I'm going broke doing this.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So, like, super tipping of the valets who park the car. Sure. Okay. I've had to ratchet it back a little because of that math, but I'm still doing that, right?
Sure.
Okay, that's one thing. If I frequent a casino, a specific sports book, more often than not, right? More than others. So I happen to live, as you know, right by the Aria, right by the Cosmo. So if I'm in there and I win, oh, they'll tell you how much I tip. They'll be like, oh, yeah. That, you know, and it's not a negligible amount of money either, by the way. So that's one thing. Cool. But if you're telling me that I'm supposed to tip when I lose, or at some random casino that I'm just making one bet in a blue moon that I happen to win, let me be the guy to actually say to everybody, nah, man, I'm not down with that. Because I'm the Larry David of this. Sure. I don't think you should, like, the notion that you should be tipping every human being you run into,
right?
I could just bet on the app then. Oh, but you didn't. You came in. What did you do for me? You punched in two buttons. I got to tip that? Sports betting's hard enough.
Yeah.
You got to now put in your Excel sheet of, well, I won this, but I tipped this, and then this one I lost, and then I added that tip. Or every single thing? Nah, yeah. Man.
You know,
come on.
It's funny you say that, because the guy I was referring to, the guy, his name is Chance. He's Colorado River Sports. He actually made that point. He said, I'm laying $1.10 already. Now if I have to tip $5 or $10, I'm laying $1.20 now.
He's exactly
right.
So that's
something he said. It just gives you both sides.
Yes.
And trust me, we both tip,
the
guys at the sports counter. We tip them. But there's this person, like, I'll be blunt. I'm in a building right now where I love some of the people here. But there's someone I do not like, and she's just not friendly to customers. I've seen her. She's burnt out. So if I tip someone else next to her, she gets a portion of that tip. I'm not doing it. I'm not tipping. I'm not giving that girl money who doesn't.
Right.
She just. It's, I don't expect
the pooling
you to say,
is a problem.
Bow to me, but
yeah.
You know, she's just upset that someone's at her counter, at her window, and it, God forbid, you know, as a sports book writer, someone comes to the counter. This is new to everyone still in these new jurisdictions. Mm-hmm. Someone comes to the counter and says, I want $100 on the Yankees. You know, their job is to go in the computer, tell the person, every game has a rotation number. So if you want the Yankees today, I'll look up the rotation. It's 911. So you'd want 911 for $100. Just explain it to them. No, you know what some of them say? Some of them say this. The sheets are over there with the numbers.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
You want me to tip this person?
So that's exactly right. So, like, I went to a casino to make some of my NFL draft bets, right, and some tennis futures over at Boyd. I never go to Boyd, right? I never go there.
Good for you.
But I mean, they had random, you know, stray bets, right? So on the few times that I do go there, really? You expect me to tip them for sending me to go get the sheets, then sending me to the kiosk, then sending me, oh, yeah, sorry, I should have told you have to get a card to use the kiosk. Like, it's like I'm in between my parents being sent around the whole casino. I'm supposed to tip. No. Listen, the Aria, they know me, love them all. Tip them.
Yep.
When I win handsomely.
Yep.
Cosmo, know them, see them, love
guys.
Them. Well, just because we have a relationship, right? Because I'm there.
Yeah.
But, like, I do think we get to a point where it's like the entitlement of that. And you make a great point. I wonder if I'd feel differently if there was one person at each of those places that was, like, really not cool or made it a bad experience. Would I feel this the same generosity in giving?
Right.
But I just reject, like, this is where, again, there was a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode where Larry David, like, he's, you know, it was the whole thing about tipping every human being he came across in the hotel. And I agreed with him. It's like,
what do you tip a captain?
That's right.
That's
what do you tip a captain?
Well, the server's going to take care of him.
Right.
Next thing you know, Larry
you
has car blocked in.
That's right. And this is coming from someone who is super generous. Like,
sure.
And it's like, that's not good enough anymore? Like, you're going to make me feel bad for all the stuff that I do, in fact, do?
Yeah. Now, there's some things you have to tip. Listen, SW, I walk in the other night, and I don't know the management there now. Like, I used to know the guys that were managing the place. Two really good guys, Mario and Noe, they went on to other jobs. But they used to manage the place. It was great. Now, this guy, I don't know him. I said, oh, boy, this place is packed. Sure enough, what do? I take 40, not 20. And I take $40, fold it up, and it was this Friday night. I tell the guy, I said, listen, it's $40. Can you get me? Oh, yeah, sit over there. So you had me sit on the side for a minute, called me right up to your table, Mr. Krakenberger.
Mm-hmm.
It's so worth it.
Oh, sure.
For the time is money. By the way, SW, not as good as it used to be.
Oh, don't say
0 for 3 now.
Oh, don't
say
that.
The last 3 times. It was my favorite steakhouse at one time.
You know, I've never had
a... I love to win, but this is 0 for 3.
I haven't been there since pre-pandemic, but I've never had a bad experience there beforehand.
Yeah.
Oh, no, don't say that. Huh. Coming back, I want to talk about this David Purdom article. This is interesting. It's a numbers game, VEASAN, the Sports Betting Network.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The VSiN Summer Special is here. For only $39, you get everything VSiN has to offer from now to the end of July. Next few months going to be filled with the best betting content in the business right here at VSiN.com, and the subscribers will have access to all of it. Don't be left out. Includes Adam Burke's daily MLB best bets, Jonathan Von Tobel with his best bets all the way through the NBA Finals, Andy McNeil with his best bets through the Stanley Cup playoffs. And we'll have lots of NFL preseason coverage when that time comes as well, not to mention continued best bets and premium articles covering golf, UFC, USFL, and NASCAR. If you want the full VSiN experience, which features a daily best bets email, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, use of our betting tools, and a live video stream whenever you want it, the cost is only $39 to be a subscriber through July 31st. Sign up now at VSiN.com/summer. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Ed Blust: hey, Gil, I'll take you to the Italian-American Club. The wife refuses to go. My treat. I'm not a stalker. Kenny G: thank you, Ed. Kenny G: Gil, let's say you cash a ticket for $3K, but you're still down $2K. Should you still tip, and what's the percentage? Thanks. Great question.
Great question. That's something I was going to talk about the win. I walked in the other day. I hit a Royal for a good amount. By the time I was done for the 4 days, I lost money. I lost nothing. I broke even. But I thought about it. I gave out $140 to the people. Well, I'm playing in high limit. They're very nice to me. They're excellent. They're on top of me when I hit a $1,250 or $1,200 jackpot or more. They're the only winners that day. So it's interesting. Like, yeah, they're the only winners. I gave back the money I won, and literally they're the only winners were them. Mm. So it's kind of interesting.
Chris Heath. Usually, I don't know what Chris's run-on sentence. I didn't really understand what he said at the end there. Oh, he says, usually you tip to the writer that cashes you out. It's rarely the writer that writes the tickets. So I think he means which service are we tipping, I believe. This is from Mike at Madden Capital. He said, TIPS stands for to ensure proper service. I like this. If you're making a regular hourly wage, you earn the tip. If you're a delivery driver, bartender, /waitress making less than hourly wage, tips are for sure required. I like that.
I like it. I like what TIPS stands for there, too.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Ed Lane texted me. Apparently, Eagle was still in the zone. She thought there was a changeover at one time. She had to be called back out to the court. She wins 6-love, 6-2, by the way. Matt, Warrior 013. While we're talking VIG, let's factor in that ATM withdrawal at the casino. What a scam.
He's right.
He is right.
Ridiculous.
Josie 714 on the tipping topic, because there's no reason for that fee at all, right? And it's on the tipping topic from Josie 714. I'm a table games player, specifically blackjack, and I only tip when I'm getting up from the table. For example, if I won $2K, I'll ask the dealer, do you want $100 or do you want me to play a hand? Shouldn't have to tip anything if you lose. That from Joe C714.
You know, it goes back to, you're right, if you lose. So if at the end of the day, after you're done, you should save all your tickets. But people bet off their tickets. So they're betting off. If at the end of the day you're a net winner, yeah, you throw something to the guys behind the counter, the guys and the girls. So it's
let me just give you an extreme example of one of the things we were asked. You know, the first one was like, hey, what if I win $2K, but I'm down three, you know, if I'm down $1K,
that's right.
Right? So I won't say where. But I was at a casino here locally, and they showed me a winning parlay from a rapper.
Okay.
I won't say the rapper's name.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it was a baseball parlay that cashed out for more than $400,000.
Wow.
And I asked him, I go, oh, wow, so that's a huge hit. That person must have, you know, huge. I mean, must be up huge on you guys. They go, no, he's still down. he's still down. So I'm curious, does that guy who wins that, how much does he tip?
Yeah, yeah. That reminds me of the podcast yesterday, which is coming out today. Keith said that he had a guy win $2 million at his table at the Venetian. And what's the let's use a proper tip for $1 million. What do you think the proper tip is for $1 million? Someone wins $1 million at your table. He's betting 25 to 50,000 a hand. And what do you think the proper tip is when he's done? He's cashing out. What do you think? What do you think, Gil?
I'm asking you. For $1 million?
$1 million. Yeah.
I mean, it's I would say at least $1,000. I'd say $1,000.
Okay. Well,
I'd say $1,000.
Well, I'm more thinking 1%.
Yeah.
To 2%.
Okay.
So, surprisingly enough, the guy I had on my show yesterday.
So you're saying $10,000?
Yeah. So the guy on my show yesterday said the guy won $2 million. And, you know, we expect like, you know, 50 or 100,000. I thought that was a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, so I thought that was a lot.
So let's get to the handicapping contest in town, because this is a huge.
I thought that was a lot. And I'm a tipper, and I thought that was a lot.
Huge,
I thought 1 or 2%.
For people who win contests, this is a huge issue.
Yes.
So they win $1 million or $900,000 or $500,000 or whatever. And I can't tell you how many of them come to me in a panic after they win this.
Yeah.
And they're like, Gil, what's the proper amount for tipping? I go, dude, I got no idea. Because this is where it gets really contentious, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like, wait a minute. I won, so I'm the proxy wants something, right? What do I tip the proxy? Do I tip the casino itself? Like what? And so it's this whole thing, and there have been some contest winners that you and I know who ultimately in the end were like, I'm not giving – they won like, you know – hundreds of thousands of dollars. They're like, I'm not giving them $10,000. It's still $10,000.
Situationally,
what did they do
but if they're in
me?
That casino all the time, you have to tip. I'm
if
sorry.
If you're in the casino all the time.
It, you're just winning it from a proxy coming from out
story.
Of town. You're
yes.
spending your airfare to get here.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about if I'm, like I said before, if I'm in a casino, the same ones all
sure.
the time.
Yeah.
Here you go, guys. Mm-hmm. Love you guys. Thanks. I have a relationship. But if you're just, you're living a different state, you happen to win a season-long football contest, you do win hundreds of thousands of dollars. Let's say you have, you know, again, you have a family, you have two kids.
Yeah.
Some people would listen to this and say, like, yeah, sure, you should give the $10,000. But there's other people, and I don't think you can criticize them, who are like, it's still $10,000. I can pay for my little girls whatever.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know. I just think sometimes it gets a little nuts.
The winner chicken dinner, who says he's a ticket writer out here in Vegas, we're doing you a service, no different than a bartender or cocktails or a dealer. I feel a little bit differently. I have to side with probably the Colorado guy. It's just that I do tip, but I think the casino should pay you more then. If you're saying that you should tip no matter what when I have a winning ticket, the casinos don't pay more, though. They pay like a tipping job. These guys get, you know, $10, $12, $15 an hour, and that's a real, you know, literally – I think ticket writers get about $12 an hour in the city, $13 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You can get more than that going to Wendy's, or, you know, going to Burger King. Seriously.
Yeah.
So we're at a time where these casino bigwigs need to know that you can get that. You know, go up to a drive-thru window, you'll see that the night shift, $15 an hour, and literally. So
right. That's a great point. Right.
So they really start paying more. You know.
Yeah.
Opening line from Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah.
It's Mr. Pink. What he says about
right.
you know the waitresses. This is a little. Now I don't agree with that. Waitresses, they keep their own tips. I'm big on tipping them, but. To the point of what he said, the Steve Buscemi character, he had some really good points on there. But when it comes to waitress individuals, I always actually tip them individually. I'm always, you know, I have a starting point of 20%.
It
can go down,
too.
By the way.
Me too.
It can go down.
You know what? My girlfriend has criticized me many times.
Yeah.
Like, we'll get terrible. Like, she'll have a problem with something they did. And I always start at 20%. She's like, you can't give them 20%. I was like, I always
you're dating J-Lo. I didn't even know that.
I always give 20%. No, so back to the contest thing for 1 second.
Yep.
You know what really bothers me is the hypocrisy of it all, right? So, like, we all know handicapping contests here in town that for years and years, right, took rake, right? Still do for all I know. Maybe
right.
they stopped with the rake because Circa came in and gave competition, right? Rake didn't disclose how many free entries they were giving. Oh, sure, it was in the fine print. Oh, sure, we replaced all the money. Yeah, please. What a hypocritical thing. And then yet, if the winner of said contest doesn't tip properly, you get all up in arms about that. I'm so tired of the hypocrisy. Like, what you do is fine, right? Your absolute ridiculous skimming off everything is fine. But if someone who wins it has the audacity to think, I want to spend that $10,000 on my little baby girl who's 7 years old, you get all, you know, your panties in a twist about it. Get out of here.
Steve Fezzik just texted me. I tipped Westgate $10,000 each. Each time I won $210,000. That's a very generous tip,
Steve. Yes.
But Steve is smart like that too, though. And oh, by the way, I heard your one of your first guests, Will Hill, talk about Carolina +4, +3.5.
So I can't remember.
It's +4 at Caesars right now.
I thought he said +4.5, didn't he?
Yeah. That he took 4.5.
Yeah,
early.
Took four and a half. It was 4.5 because Steve actually sent me that too.
Yeah.
That's probably good. Even if you don't like the bet, you're probably going to be able to get a nice middle through key numbers there. Come kickoff. So that's a that's just something else I thought of. Speaking
very,
of Steve,
very generous Steve Fezzik tips there.
Yeah, no, he is. I've been out with Steve. He was here a couple weeks ago, and it's funny. Steve and I have always done very, very well together on things. As a matter of fact, when he gives me something to put in, and I'm out of state or if I'm here or whatever in town, and it seems like we have just zoned in on so many things over the years together that. When he texts me just now, I know being with him, I know he does. You wouldn't know it though sometimes, but you know, he does tip though. He does. You wouldn't know it though. If you look at us sometimes, maybe me, I am led the more of the look. Sorry, Steve, with the hat and the characteristics.
More of the look.
He's a generous guy. So,
all right. We'll come back after the break, Bill. We got to talk about this. David Purdom wrote a piece at ESPN.com about, Corey Zeidman, former World Series of Poker bracelet winner. Who was arrested on charges of fraud, money laundering related to a $25 million sports betting scheme. Got to hear this. On the other side, Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers Game proudly brought to you by BetMGM Nevada. It's Gil Alexander, crack man here as well. Don't forget about MGM and, of course, the king of sportsbook, unleashing the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports betting's premier loyalty program featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. We get tweets. Whenever we do this about once every couple years about tipping. But whenever we do this, just flooded with tweets. But they're always interesting. This is from Michael Sachs. Gil, I'm not a high roller by any means, but I go to Vegas quite a bit. Bellagio and Aria always send a limo to pick me up. I have no idea what I should tip the driver. Hey, man, it really is up to you. No one can give you the answer.
He's coming into Vegas at the airport.
Yeah, they pick him up in a limo.
Pick him up in a limo. You got to give the guy at least $25. At least. That's a minimum, actually.
I was going to say 40 sounds about
right. Yeah, 40's right. 40's a good number.
40 sounds about right. This is about tennis. By the way, the Beating the Book feed flooded with the reason that we're doing this sparsely because it's mostly tennis stuff, and I so appreciate everybody texting back and forth on the tennis. People are super nice. I'm just not reading them here on the air, but I will try to respond to as many of them as possible off air. Phil Weiss has a great tweet here. Let's be clear on tipping, Gil. The reason why there is tipping is so that the business can pay low wages. I always tip whenever I go, but don't shame me into it. Phil
Very
Weiss,
good.
Everybody.
Shaming into
Phil
it.
Weiss, maybe that's that might be your best tweet ever, Phil Weiss.
Yeah. Go on, Phil.
Phil, resume the snarkiness from this point forward. Norman Vegas, I think if you haven't planned your Vegas gambling budget well or can't stick to it, then you're facing those nasty ATM fees and maybe other issues. Ah, I see. It's an interesting point from Norm. He said, ah, maybe you maybe should have planned otherwise instead of facing those ATM fees. Todd Bubba Horowitz, tipping should be based on the treatment you receive from anyone. Your regular places should be higher because they serve you on a regular basis. I hate when they add a tip. They get less because I will not add on if they include the tip. Anyway, these go on and on. Last one, hot stove. Servers and bartenders get tipped to make up the difference for their below minimum wage. Not sure how that ever started, but if you make a living wage, why do you think you should be tipped? And on and on. I really, everybody. These
really,
are
these are just awesome. Hit up my notifications. I have a ton of them too.
Yeah, these are.
So thank you guys for the tweets and the info. Gil, before we get into your story, I know we have about 8 minutes. Yeah. I retweeted our show from last year up to about 14,000 hits now. It had 10, so another 4,000 hits on my retweet the other day about the dime line. Really good, informative thing. It's not only the dime line, it's just a lot of things about Vegas. Really good conversation we had. Yeah. I forgot how good it was. So a lot of good in that piece. And it's about 10-cent lines, though. Mm-hmm. I would rather be here during baseball season than back east. I can't find a 10-cent line. I think maybe Caesars is the only place that has it.
Really?
No. All the sports books that came over from the Euro sports, they're all wide lines. It's very hard to get a 10-cent line.
There were some comical ones I saw in D.C.
Oh, they're unbelievable. Yeah. Minus like 175, come back 130. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I remember that discussion because we talked about the old offshore shops where they would advertise, like, you know, bet Jamaica, right? They like any like mom, you know, any random offshore in the 90s, and they would really base their advertising on how high their dime lines went.
Yes,
and I remember some went to like minus 190, plus 180,
come back 180, grande, and maybe even bet Jamaica. Yeah. So anyway, here in Las Vegas, right here we're at the South Point. Circa, Caesars, Stations, Westgate, South Point. This is 10-cent baseball. Now, the breaks are all different at the shops, but you could find 10-cent lines. You can almost play baseball juice-free in Vegas. That's just one subject I wanted to talk about real quick get into the article.
No, it's a good point because we always say, hey, I wish I could bet in Nevada, but Nevada does do some things better than
they do.
All right, so David Purdom, who does such a great job over at ESPN, had this piece. Corey Zeidman, former World Series of Poker bracelet winner, arrested on charges of fraud and money laundering related to a $25 million sports betting scheme. Purdom writes, he was arrested Wednesday on those charges that brought in more than $25 million from alleged victims. Corey Zeidman of Boca Raton, Florida, faces federal charges of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and mail fraud and conspiracy to commit money laundering as part of the scheme that spanned from 2004 to 2020. Wow.
Took 16 years to get this together, huh?
According to
a good life for 16 years.
I was going to say, according to the two-count indictment, Purdom goes on to write that Zeidman's 61 years old. So they got, you know, from 45 years old to 61, this span for him. He's a professional poker player, won a bracelet at the 2012 World Series of Poker. And according to the federal indictment unsealed yesterday, Zeidman and his unnamed co-conspirators received more than $25 million in interstate wire transfers and private commercial carriers over 16 years from victims who were, and here's the interesting part, Bill, who were led to believe that the organization had privileged information that made betting on sporting events a no-risk proposition. As part of the scheme, he and his co-conspirators placed misleading radio ads in various U.S. markets claiming to have, quote, a sophisticated white-collar approach to gathering sports information.
Hmm.
So it goes on and on, but basically, according to the investigators, as alleged, Zeidman preyed on individuals who were led to believe he had inside information that would lead them to easy money. In reality, he was selling nothing but lies and misinformation, bilking millions from victims along the way, leaving their lives in financial ruin and their bank accounts empty. So I'm curious about your take on this. Pardon me. I'm curious about your take on this because it's fascinating because this is essentially a tout on steroids, right? Where it's a guy who says, "Oh, I have this privileged inside information. Send me all your money. I'll make it into winning sports bets." And on the other hand, there's the people who send him the money, Bill,
right,
who are gullible enough to believe this.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I've never heard of him. I've never heard of the
me neither.
These ads they're
me neither.
Saying. It's you know, I just never heard of it.
Never
so
heard
it's
of any
kinda
of it.
Interesting. But I know they had these things in Las Vegas a couple of years back where you're betting into, I don't know what that would be called, a fund that you're betting into. You're all investing in a fund, and that person was in charge of betting with his good information, the fund. And the only thing is, you have to register with one sports book. And I know, like at the time, Cantor was here, and there was this one guy on Twitter bragging about how he's having all these people send money into his hedge fund of, and he's going to just bet the one. He's only allowed to bet one sports book, though. You have to register. It was legal to register in state. He registered with the sports book to bet. He couldn't bet any more for his people that invested with him. He couldn't bet anywhere else. And, of course, I knew it was going to be a failure right from the start. Mm-hmm. First of all, it would be hard, not impossible, it would be hard for me just to bet one sports book and definitely make a living, but I'm talking about just winning.
Sure.
I could probably beat it because we originate some stuff, but it just doesn't matter. You have to have multiple shops. So when they had this thing, I guess gaming didn't really look deep into it. These guys are going to be con men that are going to come up and say they're going to win, send the money to them, and it gives a bad name to the few good guys that sell picks like myself, the Right Angle Sports, Fez. I mean, it gives a bad name these guys that come in there and don't do it with an analytical, model-based, back-tested, driven kind of a method. You hear this all the time, and these numbers when you get into seven, eight figures. I mean, it's unbelievable that this kind of money that people are giving to these type of guys. But listen,
by the way,
if it looks too good, it is too
good.
Goes
on to say, persuaded them to drain their retirement accounts to invest in his bogus sports betting group, all so he could spend it on international vacations, a multi-million dollar residence, and poker tournaments.
Yeah, I mean, you hear that and you just you feel bad for the people, but you just wonder who is sending money that retirement account.
So this is my that's what is so interesting about it is that point, right? Which is obviously, I shouldn't say obviously, but obviously based on the allegation, if you're to believe the allegation, obviously horrible dude. If you believe the allegation, I have no reason not to. But where does the responsibility of those willingly sending the money begin and end? Right. So like at some point he didn't put the proverbial gun to their head. Right.
Right.
So it's a fascinating question. Like, right. Because it's like does the defense, and I'm projecting ahead. Does the defense argue, well, this is a slippery slope. He didn't do anything to coerce them, right? So I know it's a fascinating subject, just from a legal standpoint.
Yet the guy that was down in Florida, I forget his name, he's in jail now.
Yeah.
He did take, $25 million, same money, it was funny, from someone in, like, South Dakota, North Dakota. And he was all advertising, like, he was the best sports bettor. He was going down to the M, and he had runners. He was betting millions of dollars and losing everyone's money. And he did put a gun to this guy's head.
Oh, that's different.
You remember? I don't know if you remember that story. But yeah. So that guy went away for a long time.
Anyway,
this guy,
I just bring it up because I hope it goes the proper way and that he is – thrown behind bars for as long as the law will allow. But I don't know that will be the result.
Yep.
I'm curious. Bill, always interesting.
Hey,
always
great
a pleasure.
Show again, and I appreciate it. Next week I'll be talking to you from Florida. So,
well, look at you.
All right.
There you go. Well-traveled Bill Krakenberg. Enjoy Lombardi Line next from Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.